Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Thursday, it's the 11th of September 2025, the 18th of Elul, 5785, day 706 of Operation Sword of Iron. A lot to talk about in the next, hour, but it's not. It's under an hour. It's about 50 minutes. And first up, we are chatting and I think it's going to be such an interesting segment, this Travel Thursday on the Morning Mayhem. Today, we are heading just outside Johannesburg to the breathtaking Magaliesberg Mountains, one of South Africa's oldest mountain range, packed with history, wildlife, and incredible hiking trails. Right, to guide us through this magic of Magaliesberg, we are joined by Gavin Ehlers. He's chairperson of the Mountain Club of South Africa, Magaliesberg section. Gavin, welcome. So what is it about the Magaliesberg that makes it so special? Gavin, just checking that you are there.
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Chai FM. So what is it that is so magical about the Magaliesberg?
It's a fascinating mountain range. I think probably many people don't know it's one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world. It's about 2.3 billion years old. And it extends for about 120 kilometers from Pretoria in the east to Rustenburg in the west. And it's about 4 kilometers wide, north to south. I think what makes the Magaliesberg unique is two aspects. The one is the very rich biodiversity. There's some endemic plant species, the well-known aloe peglare. There's other wildlife, leopard, baboons, antelope, small animals. And the very unique geology. There are fascinating rock formations in the upper reaches of the Magaliesberg too. And I think the most important and interesting natural assets are, for me, the water. So crystal clear streams, rock pools, and then a multitude of cliffs and canyons that transect the range from north to south. And then, as I mentioned, the beautiful rock formations that one can enjoy, and then the view,
right,
which is a fantastic view from the top of Magaliesberg looking southwards. For those who've been to the Hartbeespoort Dam and the cable car, you'll know that.
Mm. So is this suitable for serious hikers as well as for me, for people like me who aren't such great hikers?
Absolutely. There's a wide range of outdoor activities for a wide range of enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of hiking trails. The majority of the hiking trails are between 5 to 10 kilometers in length.
Wow. Okay.
Which I think is suitable for
manageable.
All. Manageable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a collection of hiking trails. Mjakaneng hiking trail, Heritage Trail. Shelter Rock is quite well known. The Mountain Club owns a number of properties in the Magaliesberg, of which the Dome Pools hiking trail and the Castle Gorge are the most well known and very popular, probably the most two popular hiking trails in the Magaliesberg. The Mountain Sanctuary Park is a camping ground that offers various hiking trails. So these hiking trails are suitable for all ages, from kids to, anybody really.
Carry on.
Yeah, and then in terms of other activities, adventure activities,
yes.
Moving on from the more sedentary hiking, it also offers canyoning or canyoneering or kloofing, as we would call it, and abseiling and ziplining. On our one kloof property, there's a fantastic abseil that one can do, 15-meter abseil off a huge chalk stone into a beautiful pool. And then there's a private organization, Magaliesberg Canopy Tours, that offers a zip line tour, which is about 10 zip lines, about 140 meters long, 30 meters above the ground.
I've heard this is incredible.
Absolutely.
People that have done this say this is absolutely brilliant.
Very much worthwhile doing.
Mm-hmm. Are we seeing enough South Africans? Are we seeing enough Joburgers taking advantage? Or is it really more often than not visitors?
I think there are a lot of probably mostly local people who visit Magaliesberg.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. And particularly since COVID, I've seen a huge increase in the number of visitors that are visiting our own properties as the Mountain Club and then adjacent properties too. So I think there's a healthy
Mix.
large group of people that are visiting and enjoying the outdoors in the Michalisburg.
Right. If a family is looking to plan something, or actually anybody looking to plan something, what's their best way to go about it? Because sometimes it is a bit overwhelming. We're sitting in Joburg and we think, you know, what a great idea. It's a beautiful Sunday. We are not cursed with birthday parties. So now we're free to actually take the kids and have a day out there. How do we, A, what do you recommend? And B, how do we find out about the various options?
Sure. So firstly, be prepared. Do some planning beforehand. Don't decide at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning that you want to go to the Michalisburg. It's definitely a full day outing. I must add that the entire Michalisburg, apart from the Gaswani Nature Reserve near Rustenburg, is privately owned. So all the hiking trails are on private property, for which you need to pay a parking fee and then usually purchase a permit. Sometimes that needs to be done well in advance. So, for example, on the Mountain Club properties, you need to book permits during the week. You can't just arrive there and pay for a permit. But other commercial hiking trails, you can usually come on the day and buy a permit. So you firstly got to decide what you want to do and where you want to go, and preferably plan that then the week before. And then a lot of the information is really available online, or ask your favorite AI assistant. I did mention a few: Mountain Sanctuary, Oosterkloof, Kranzkloof, the Majakaneng Trail, Shelter Rock. Those are all popular commercial trails, as I said, with varying lengths from 5 to 10 kilometers. So that's the arrangements you would need to make beforehand. And then on the day, the kind of things you would need to take with you is a backpack of some sort, a day pack. Take your food, obviously, water and a water bottle, something warm, something for the rain, particularly
Excellent
if you're
point.
hiking in summer, it is prone to thunder showers. And then a good sense of adventure,
Absolutely
together with
wonderful. One of our listeners asking, is it safe? Now, obviously, from a, what we're talking about is make sure you've got the right equipment, make sure you've got water, make sure you've got a hat for sun, etc. Those are the elements. What about crime?
Well, seeing that most of the activities are on private land, security is generally quite good. We did have an incident about 2 years ago, where there was an armed robbery within the Michalisburg nature area. But luckily,
2 years
those
ago.
perpetrators were,
Yeah.
about 2 years ago.
Nah, we're not worrying about. We're from Joburg. If you told us
Wasn't
half an hour ago, we'd
it's
maybe
like
think
so
about it.
yesterday.
Absolutely, nah. Marco, it's safe. Go, take your family and go and have. I promise you, it's more dangerous to sit in front of the TV for the day on Sunday. Much,
Well,
much
I
more
tell
dangerous.
everybody the most dangerous part about going to the Michalisburg is driving there and back. Otherwise, I would really have no hesitation going there. I
Absolutely.
think security concerns shouldn't stop one. Just go out there and
Absolutely
enjoy the
fantastic.
outdoors.
We do need to leave it there. Gavin Ellis, thank you for that. Chairperson of the Mountain Club of South Africa, Michalisburg section, talking to us about that area. Have you gone anywhere in that region that you could recommend to other listeners? 0618951019, it's 820.